It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now, here's your foodie host, David Proust.
Good evening, Fairbanks. It's a nice Saturday evening out there. We are at the KFAR radio station here. You're listening to Fairbanks Foodies. I hope you enjoyed last week's chicken Normandy in a one-pot dish that I concocted and put on for everyone. If you want to hear that recipe and show again, you can go to kfarradio.com, go to Audio Archives, look up Fairbanks Foodies, and look at one-pot chicken Normandy. It was a great meal. I really enjoyed it, and I enjoy doing this. Anyway, once in a while, though, I get to bring on a local flavor, someone who actually produces something from Fairbanks, Alaska. And today I have with me Dan Finney. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, David. Thank you for having me.
You know, we've been longtime friends, compatriots, food buddies. You text me a lot during my other radio show.
Yes, I do.
But you went out and did something incredible. You have your own seasoning, and it's called Dan's Alaska Essence Seasoning. You've got four in front of me. I've always used the original. How did you start this?
David, it was 2008, and my daughter, Courtney Doan, she says, well, if you're not making your Christmas presents this year, I don't want one. And I said, what? So I said, okay. So I was already experimenting in the kitchen with something that I was using, and it was very close to this. And so I thought, well, I'll just bottle this up and put a label on it, Merry Christmas from Dan and Gloria, my wife, and that was Christmas 28. And then I also bought the executive chef seasoning that's made locally, and I bottled it up with their label and sent it out as Christmas presents. 2009 rolls around, and they go, where's my damn seasoning?
You got some spoiled people.
Well, apparently they liked it. So then it kind of took off. So I thought, okay. I was post-surgery on one of my elbows, and I thought, you know, I'm just bored. I got to do something. So I then perfected the recipe and then started marketing it in Ziploc bags, of all things, around
town.
Yes,
that's how I got it.
Yeah. And another real big fan, Linda Rasmussen, she worked at the courthouse in security there, and she probably sold more of that stuff in this town than anybody. And just slinging bags of Dan's seasoning, and that's kind of how we got our start.
You know, I've used this on so many things. I've used it for making chip dip.
Yes.
I've used it on salad.
Yes.
I don't cook fish, but I've used it on shrimp and scallops.
Yes, sir.
In fact, I've done steamer clams, and I've even put it on steamer clams with some butter in there.
Yes, sir.
So I've, you know, this goes with everything, and basically the ingredients, you know, I don't know what your levels are, but it's everything I like. You got smoked paprika, salt, garlic, black pepper, onion powder, cayenne, thyme, and oregano. You know, and I'm using that combination all the time anyway.
You know, I started out with the oreganos, and I just didn't like the common oregano. So
yeah.
They had those little small bags in Safeway and Fred Meyer's locally. You can find this Mexican oregano.
Yeah, a little bit more spicier.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
The floral, the flavor note says, man, that's what I use. So I started using that and then adding to it to get something that was, you know, this is what ended up.
You know, I think out of all of it, be garlic and oregano. You know, you have salt and pepper, but garlic and oregano. I make salad dressings that with oregano, you know, homemade salad dressings, or tarragon. I use a lot of tarragon. So it's just the nature of the beast, what you like, how you like it. What are some of the things that you like cooking with this?
Well, like you mentioned the dip, and that is just, it's the probably the simplest way to get the flavor profile. And when I did the very first Lathrop fundraisers over there, I said, how am I going to get people, so they're not going to be shaking it on their hand like, you know, taking a tequila shot or anything. But so my wife says, why don't you
make it? Tequila and lemon.
Yeah, right here. So what? This is high school. Hello. So it was my wife's suggestion to make a dip. So I okay.
Good
so
for
I,
Gloria. Wow.
Yeah, good for Gloria. She's always there behind me. And And so I made a dip, and she said, well, get those stick pretzels, not the round ones. I said, okay. So that's how we started out. And man, I sold out. Sold out like crazy. But that the dip is really good, especially if you let – here's a pro tip. If you make the dip the night before the game, let it sit there in the refrigerator, boy, those flavors really marry up, you know.
Isn't that true about, you know, seasoning and spicing? You let it come together for a day or three.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you're cooking, be it pasta sauce that I do, soup, a chili, you know, this that merging of the proteins, the vegetables with the spices, and just letting nature take its course.
Yeah, I think they just kind of all relax and get to know each other, you know?
Yeah. They're introducing themselves.
Right. Probably the next level of cooking is I wanted something simple. Now, we came out with the barbecue line, and Dan's Barbecue Basics is the label on that. And I had it for a couple of years ago. And then my daughter, Michelle Mock, she goes, Dan.
You have influenced by daughters and granddaughters.
My family is.
Yeah.
Arm around my neck, buddy.
Yeah. You got to produce.
Yes.
So what did she do? What happened?
Well, she says, you should bring back that barbecue line. I think that's, you know, we really liked it. I said, okay, Michelle. So I made a couple batches. And then my son-in-law, Jonathan, he works on base there. Oh, my gosh. That guy sells this extra hot like that's fuel out there. I'm telling you. They love it. But probably the next way was something easy. So when I'm grilling, I just take olive oil on the chicken thighs, sprinkle the Dan's on, throw a chunk of applewood on the charcoal, and let it go.
Yeah.
It is so delicious.
Yeah.
You know? So the salt in there kind of binds the outside, David. So when, you know, you're getting that off the hot, you're on the cold side of your grill, basically, and you're getting that, you know, searing action, sealing up the skin, keeping all the juices in there. And then, of course, you get the flavor from your applewood. But you can do that at home in the oven in the winter times. You know, put it on a sheet pan with a rack. And then just, you know, season the chicken with the Dan's and a little olive oil first and make a binder. And throw it in the oven at 375 for 45 minutes. There you go, you know. It's delicious.
Yeah, I did a chicken Normandy last week, and I did a one pot in. And, you know, I used it 350, and it's about 45 minutes with chicken thighs.
Oh, buddy.
And it was just so much fun in the stages. You know, you sear it. And since I was doing it one pot, I was adding potatoes and mushrooms instead of this chicken. So I had, instead of, like, the whole roaster chicken that's cut up, I just put in four chicken thighs and the potatoes, and I seared it, pulled it out, and then I put in my diced up shallot, you know, got it nice, tenderized, started to glow on me. Then I put in my diced up garlic, three of them, and just let it go. And started within a minute, the aroma's hitting you. Then I put in a cup of Pinot Gris and brought it to a simmer. Then I put in a cup of chicken stock, brought it to a simmer. Then I put in the Grey Poupon Dijon mustard, sprinkled it in there. Then I put in some tarragon leaf, some fresh.
I know you're a fan of tarragon.
Yeah, and this got that meld of everything. And you just let it meld.
Sure.
And then I put in the chicken. After it melded together for about 5 minutes, I put the chicken back in, put it in the oven, then I pulled it out and, you know, put the chicken and the potato in there, pulled it out. Then I cooked it for 20 minutes at the 350, pulled it out, and I put in a cup of cream.
So
it's the stages of cooking, put in the cream, then I sprinkled some tarragon leaf and some thyme, you know, over the top of it, not hard, but just a little taste. Put it back in, put the mushrooms in there, put it back in for 25 minutes, pulled it out, and it was a wow moment. Just a wow moment when I did that. So Fairbanks, I'm giving you the recipe again.
There you go.
I've had so many people ask me for that recipe. I mean, you know, they want me to write it down for them. I'm going, just listen to the radio show. That's how you get it. I'm not, so listen again.
Right.
But This is good for ribs and butts. And when you're cooking a rib, do you use a mustard as a binder?
I put do, this David. Yeah. I do the barbecue, what I call it, competition style, I call it. Hmm? So even on the brisket, I've always used some kind of a binder. And I've been, I'm still on the learning curve.
We're always learning. That's the fun part about cooking. We're always learning.
And we used to brag about how many barbecue tools we have. Well, I kind of pared mine back a little bit, but... and I work so much, that in my regular job that by the time I get home,
it's like selling a kid.
Yes, I know. But air frying is really popular, and so a couple years back, Gloria found one. We moved into the condo, and she goes, "Yeah, let's try this." I said, "Okay." And this one's got the temperature probe. I said, "Yeah, gonna have that."
Yeah.
But the original Dan's on those Costco thick cut pork chops.
Oh,
I'm telling you, man. Do a little egg wash.
Fairbanks, I hope you're getting hungry if you're listening to the show. It's a Saturday night. It's all right for fighting, as Elton John would say. Go make something good. And if you can't make it, have it delivered.
Yeah. And I'll take like half a cup of flour and a teaspoon of Dan's and season the flour with it. Salt, pepper on the pork chop. And then into the egg wash, into the seasoned flour. And then into the egg wash and bread crumbs. And put it in your probe in. Set your air fryer for 390, and in about 12 minutes, that timer will go off, and it's 140 on the inside, and you take it off, and I spray them down with a little canola oil, the spray, because it's air frying, right?
Yeah.
Well, then you get this perfectly browned breadcrumb seasoned pork chop that's so juicy inside, and you set it out there and watch the temperature gauge go to 145.
Yeah, it comes up,
And so by that time, I got the broccoli or the side dish going on the stove, But it's so fun, to experiment with those air fryers.
I've not yet gotten into the air fryers. And, I've only got, until last summer, I had 5 smokers. Now I'm down to 3. I had to give a few away.
It's a 12-step program, David?
Or? Yeah, it's a 12-step program. It's just little by little, giving her up. But, interesting, and this is also good for your butts.
Yes. Now, the one that pork butts, and I have one over here just for brisket, and that worked really well. Funny story, I was down in Valdez this year, and everybody kind of poo-poos the pink salmon, So my wife and I finally got to go down.
I poo-poo all salmon,
I
want to say championship cooking it.
Yeah. So I said, you know what, I'm going to do an experiment. So I actually caught a couple of pinks, and I did all the knife work, and I sprinkled it the butt rub on there because it's got has sugar in it, see?
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll just give that a try. And I did. And I just sprinkled it around the fish, put it in the refrigerator. And as it ended up, we went out that night. So the next day, I smoked it up with some alderwood. Oh, my goodness. It worked on fish. So I should change the label. But no, I won't.
Well, in the season when everyone's going down to Valdez, I would.
Yeah.
Dan's barbecue basics for ribs, butts, and pinks.
And pinks. David. That's hilarious.
Everyone would know what that meant. What the heck?
Yeah.
Huh.
But
then you come out with the
extra hot.
The extra hot.
That was my special request, mostly from the GIs. They want something a little more. Well, my son-in-law too. I have grandsons that love the hot stuff.
It just looks mean.
Does burn your nose a little bit.
Yeah, it just looks mean.
But to make like chicken wings,
that's
what you want, So, when I do my wings, I separate them. I buy the whole ring and wing and separate them.
Yep, so
the
do
tails,
I.
Tips off, and then I cut and prep, and then I marinate. And I usually do a real simple marinate with water and a little brown sugar and garlic and thyme and do an overnight. And then they come out, then they get the Dan's treatment. And while they're sitting out to get the peckle up to go on the smoker.
Yeah.
And boy.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have Dan again give his recipe for those fantastic chicken wings. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsor.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I'm in the studio here with Dan Fitty, and a shout out to our sponsors. It's October, end of October. You know, still celebrate Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
Go over to the Hoodoo.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, tell a story about what you used to do to market your guerrilla marketing before we get into your incredible chicken wings. Come on, spill it.
All right. I had this this taster card that I come up with, and I had a little tiny bag about the size of your thumb, and I stapled it to a business card, and I passed out more of those cards at Hoodoo when they opened up. I think they were getting a little tired of me, but there's great people down there, and I've moved. I had a lot of customer base from the Hoodoo. Let's just say that.
But you gave them some good food in regards to it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They were great guys down there. I cooked for them a couple times. I did barbecued wings three ways, and I did some brats for them. And the first year they were opened up there, just Bobby and Paul, there's great guys down there.
Okay, let's go to the chicken wings now, because I love chicken wings.
So do I. And I
now, think, where do you buy your wings from? And they're the attached, they're the full wing.
Full wings. I shop all the stores in town whenever I can find them. You know, I like to try to buy the big flats.
Yeah.
You know, so, and when they're, I just get them.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. So usually, you know,
they're in the poultry section. You know,
yep, right there.
Yeah. They're not frozen.
No, they're fresh.
Yeah, they are fresh.
And I get them at Safeway or Fred Meyer if you shop both places there. But
now, your prep.
Yes. I like to take the wing tips off.
Yep. Cut them off. I've got my shears, as we call it.
Oh.
Yep.
See, I use my Cutco knife.
Well, of course you do.
Of course we do. And so then I'll... And I do the real cut. I mean, you know, when you take that tip off, then you have the flat and the drummy,
mm-hmm.
and there's a way to cut that. You have to cut that little triangle piece out of there,
yep.
and then you have a real nice, clean-looking drummy and flat. But then they'll go in this marinade, and, you know, I put brown sugar in there, probably, if I had to guesstimate, probably a quart of water, I would say a quarter cup of brown sugar and salt.
I use beer. I like to put some grains with my with my chicken wings.
You got the hops and barley in there, fattening babies.
Grains
would sure work for me, David.
Yeah.
The hops and barley.
Yeah. So okay, let's start from
there. Okay. So we get the quart of water in there and your quarter cup of brown sugar, and you probably better put about 4 tablespoons of good old kosher salt in there, and then I just use thyme. and garlic, and, mm-hmm. and those are powdered products.
Yeah.
And a couple tablespoons of each, probably one tablespoon at a time that gets over everything, yep. and a couple tablespoons of garlic powder. And then
thyme's
put that in the fridge.
Thyme's yes. a powerful.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Most people don't realize how dominating it can be.
I like it on this marinade because yeah. sometimes, you know, you might have to look at it. If you need more water, add some more water. And just put it in the – you're just enhancing flavor. You're not trying to preserve the chicken or anything. Yeah. You're just putting some flavor in there.
In the refrigerator goes.
In the refrigerator goes overnight.
Yep.
And then the next day you're ready to take them out. It's a two-day process, people. So, you know, be ready for this. And you're going to feel the love when you bite in there. But you take them out. You rinse all them off. Mm-hmm. And you set them out on – I use sheet pans and a rack inside. Mm-hmm. And then you set all those pieces out there and let them air dry.
Don't let them touch.
No. Nope. Get all the air around there. And then you hit them with the Dan's Extra Hot.
Oh.
Oh, buddy. And you flip them over, hit them with the Dan's Extra Hot while you're getting your smoker
you're
ready.
Taking no prisoners.
Nobody. This is serious eats here.
Yep.
And then I make a butter sauce with 50-50 Frank's Red Hot and butter.
Yep.
And you might want to throw a little more Dan's in there just for fun. And then when they come out of that smoker.
Why stop? Why go low?
I know, right. You know,
if you're really in, you're all in. There. Go all in.
Let's go to high gear, yeah. you know? But, yeah, it comes out just excellent. And enjoy it. You know, give that a try and add some of your own nuances as far as seasoning goes, too, you know?
So then you put it in your smoker?
Yep. I had a Bradley for a while. I'm sorry. I confess. I used a Bradley. I love the Traeger. I don't have it any longer. But you smoke them until they're done, and then you bring them and sauce them.
What temperature do you use?
Usually, well, if I'm smoking, I like to stay around 225 or mm-hmm. less. And the lower you go, the longer it's going to take. So yeah. that's when your good trusty thermopen comes in handy. Just stick them, make sure you're getting them up to around 155 or so, and you take them off and let them rest. They'll come up to 160. But they'll still be juicy the next day. I'm telling you, that's the best thing. That's when you know the marinade works, is the next day. When you got to reheat those wings, if there's any left. I mean, sometimes that just doesn't
happen. You know, let's not be commies yeah. here. There will be none left. we save nothing for our brethren.
yeah. But, oh, man, it is a lot of fun. And it's just nice to experiment with your own, you know, take some of this seasoning and add it to your own rub. Make your own rub for your pork and your barbecue. Yeah. And it's a component. It's, you know, this can be a component of your special rub.
Mm-hmm. How do you like to cook your steak?
Oh, man, I'm a medium rare guy. Mm-hmm. And lately, we used to do a lot of ribeyes. Mm-hmm. Well, then that's darn
nature took
product.
Its course.
Yes,
took its course.
Yes, when I started having to put three X's in front of my clothes, we went back a step. So we love the New York steak now. That's our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And Gloria likes hers medium well.
Ooh,
I know, well, Fairbanks.
That's fine. Hey, guess what? It's fine. Everyone has their choice and the way they like it. The way they like it is the yep. way they like it, and it's wonderful.
But we've come up with a method that my steak and her steak cook at the same time in the same pan, and mm-hmm. she gets medium well and I get medium rare.
So she's in the center.
And what I do is I cut hers in half.
Half
the mass.
Ah,
see, so yeah. I have the thick cut New York, and she has the half thick cut New York. Salt and kosher salt and cracked black pepper. On the counter at least an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That baby's at room temperature or it ain't cooking at all.
Yeah.
Hot cast iron. I mean medium yep. high heat. Yep. A nice electric stove will get that baby blazing about 500.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I put just a little avocado oil because it's got the high heat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean just a whisper in there. And then take the tongs, bam, on the steak, on the edges of the fat cap, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Set the timer. Don't mess this up. And you get a beautiful sear, and that fat renders down into your pan, buddy. You know what I'm talking about. Then I take them both with the set of tongs, turn them over, and do the other side 2 minutes, again, with your mm-hmm. timer. And then on the face, 3 minutes each side. Boom, boom. On the second 3 minutes, after I've done the first 3 minutes, then in comes 3 tablespoons of butter, 3 smashed cloves of garlic, and either thyme or fresh rosemary, on top of that butter, and the tablespoon comes out. Of course, now the pan's raising hot, so I got
to
grab a little mitt
there. Start
to spoon it. Oh, buddy, yeah. So that last 3 minutes, I'm just a butter basting
yep.
those steaks, and then they rest Most important part. I learned that on this show right here. And even though you're starving to death, let that thing sit there.
I know. That's the toughest part about it. You've created this work of art, and it's just asking you to dig into it. No, I have to let you rest for a while.
Yes.
Oh.
You're standing there with the butter base.
I walk out of the room. I walk out of the room, and I have a beer. I can't look at it. I walk out of the room, and I have a beer. Okay. You're going to be done, and you're going to be ready to go in about 7 more ounces.
Does Berlin follow you out there to have a beer?
Oh, no. He's wondering why I have not gotten into them steaks.
Yeah.
He's a guard dog all of a sudden.
That flavor, if you ever tried this, you need to try it on your next steak, or even pork chops, or even salmon, because I do a lot of cooking salmon that way. But just the fresh herbs, take your pick, some butter and some garlic, and the last couple minutes of your cook time, tilt that pan up so that butter runs down and with those herbs, and just spoon it over there. The level of flavor you get from that simple is ridiculous. And the smell coming off that pan, oh, man, that's about 10 calories right there.
Well, you know, I don't use cologne except for that, my natural odor. You know, but that's the thing about cooking. You can do a simple product so many ways, and if you keep it simple, but your techniques, like you said, you're having this in a vertical, on your steaks, 2 minutes on one side, 2 minutes on the other, then a three, and a three, and on the third one, in goes the butter, the rosemary, garlic, and you start spooning it on, you pull it out, walk away, go grab a beer.
Put it
in your frozen mug from the freezer.
Oh,
that's what I do. You know, if I gotta wait for my steak, I'm gonna have a really cold beer. bring me down from my passionate of wanting to get into that steak. So
that's great, man.
It's a lot of fun.
It's also a great blackening seasoning. Now I don't know, the blackening thing is kind of faded out, but to blacken a steak or a piece of chicken. Oh, that Dan's got it all going on.
Where are you going to be? You're going to be selling this. Where at next?
Oh, you know, I have a fundraiser I agreed to do for the Lathrop Choir, and that's coming up.
Why the Lathrop Choir?
Well,
give a shout out here.
Okay, I have the second granddaughter. This is Renee. It's in choir there at Lathrop, and they're doing a fundraiser. They're going to travel. I can't remember if they're going to New York or Disneyland, one of those places. But it'll be on the 22nd at Lathrop. Looks like it's going from 10 o'clock to 4 p.m., and I will be there loaded to the gills with Dan's seasoning.
What day is this again?
It's Saturday. It's next Saturday, isn't it? Next Saturday, the 22nd, and that's the Lathrop Bazaar at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's right at the gymnasium there at the Lathrop High School. So it's my third one. They've invited me now the third time, so it's a lot of fun. I get to see a lot of customers.
You had any Christmas bazaars?
I have never done one, David. I've never done one. Basically because I can't keep the jars in stock.
So basically all those males like myself that are dragged to these things, you're leaving us out there without...
Because I'm hiding too.
I can't blame that.
Oh, goodness.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for being on the show. And again, Fairbanks, it's Dan's Alaskan Essence Seasoning. I have the original.
The picture is my grandfather in his meat market in the 1900s. That's actually my grandfather, John Joseph Finney.
It's a small world.
Isn't it?
It's a good world. Mr. Finney, you have a great day. Fairbanks, I will see you next Saturday. Eat well, be well, and enjoy your Saturday night.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.